Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to episode 148. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
A whole lot of nada.
Guys.
A whole lot of what?
Nada?
A whole lot of nada is what, yeah.
Nate, what say you?
I'm just hanging out.
I thought you were going to say, hello, darkness, my creepy friends. Or something. Come to creep with you again.
Not for about another 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's only 8 o'clock. Sean, let's pace yourself.
That's right. Okay. I will do that.
You doing okay, though? Everybody's having a good week?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't complain. Other than I had to go to dentist yesterday.
Checkup or a...
Scheduled. Like four little pit things over on my left side. Four teeth. Had to be...
It's the pits?
Worked on, yeah.
Give me a tooth humor over there.
Yeah. My appointment was at 2:30.
Best time to go to the dentist is 2:30. I cannot resist whenever I hear somebody say 2:30. I go, I said I have to.
Actually, it's 10, but.
Oh,
yeah. But you had to go with the other.
Yeah, 2:30 is always the best time to go to the dentist.
But I went ahead and stayed home from work, so that was nice.
Oh, yeah. So. Nice.
Mm-hmm. 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 All for the cause, baby, right?
Oh, yeah.
Good for you. that is good. And Sean, you having a good week?
I am. I can't take my eyes off of your new headset, though.
Yeah.
The earmuffs. Just say earmuffs. You can say whatever.
So I have these headphones on.
From 1962. 1947. B-2
bombers. B-52 bomber.
Actually, these are 1999 Pioneer headphones.
They're cool, though.
Still working.
Retro. Retro is right.
Yeah. And when we don't have the mics turned on, I can't hear them.
Darn thing.
I mean, I can, but it's very muffled.
Sound
like these things are
killing. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, I thought I just found them in
a
box.
It does look like you should be like on a gun range or something, shooting range.
Yeah.
Or gunship. Maybe. Yeah. Exactly. Right.
Yeah. So anyway,
how's your week? Week going good?
It is good.
Good.
It is good. Nice. Tomorrow's a big day in the Hedges household.
Yeah.
Olivia turns 16.
Oh, yeah.
I got
16
that.
16 candles.
Ooh,
man. She's still with Mr. Bean?
She is. Oh. We're taking her out to dinner Friday, and Mr. Bean, Colin, will be going with us.
Bean.
I love it.
No, she's 16, so, man.
16 candles. That's awesome.
It is awesome, but it's also...
It's also scary, right?
It also is not awesome. I said, Olivia, how'd you do that? She goes, I don't know. She goes, I just grown up. I said, I know. I was hoping to have a better. I'm like, I know. Oh, my son just texted me. Never mind. No, I'm having a good week, though. I'm having a good week. So
I have to say, Harrison passed his driver's training stuff, seven classes or whatever, so he can get his license next February. And I had the same talk that we talked about. You said that you told Olivia that basically it's a death.
I said it's a
killing machine.
That they kill. Yep.
And mm-hmm. I had that talk with Harrison. I'm like, it's fun. It's independence and all this stuff. But every time you get in it, you can kill yourself or somebody else.
Maybe the last time
you can't.
Did.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't. You couldn't live with yourself if you killed somebody. And I couldn't live with it if you die in it. So please take great care every time.
Don't
you
fool
get
around,
in it, especially, right. Especially when you're by yourself. So.
Yep. Oh yeah. Yeah, she.
With great powers are
great, great responsibility. Very Spider-Man of you.
You gotta coin that.
That just gave me a
register that down. Register that trademark.
That just gave me a little Peter tingle.
Peter tingle.
It's a family friendly show.
I know. Yeah. Aunt May, stop that, Aunt May.
Oh, my. Creepies are out there like, oh,
don't call it that.
We could really.
So sorry.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, that's a good week. So, Sean.
Yes.
First announcements, please.
I do have the first part of the announcements. We come here for the guy time, the fun, the frivolity. What in the world am I saying? Frivolity. Here we go. But the most important thing we can do is build a community for mental health and mental health awareness. So we want you to get help out there. So you can call text I'm really struggling tonight.
It's all right. Hey.
Call or text 988 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you may be experiencing. You can also text HOME to 741-741 for professional help. If you or someone you know is experiencing bullying, contact stopbullying.gov for help. Reach out to our Facebook group, Instagram account, email, or message us for added support. That is what our Mako family is all about.
Amen.
I can't get any worse. Okay. How could it get any worse?
Dropped zeros there.
It can get worse.
You weekly finished crisis. You're like,
crisis.
Crisis.
I'm like,
shabba-labba-ding-dong. Oh, do we want our creepies healthy? Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
And we want ourselves.
We want spirit. Yes, we do.
Made it through. Let's see. Made it through Thanksgiving. Made it through our son turned 13. Made it through Christmas. Now I got to get through my daughter turning 16. Mm-hmm. I'm on my way, baby. Yep. Bring on spring. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I haven't had to up my dosage yet. Whatever I take.
Lexapro. How's electroshock therapy going?
Pretty good. Like that video.
Whatever works, right?
You've seen that video, right? Where the lady's talking about surviving the lightning strikes, and she's in the hospital bed. And they're like, and they go to talk to her, and they ask her about it. And it was the glitch of the feed. She goes, I'm like, what timing? Either like, so how do you think
things happen for a reason, don't they?
That is the best.
That is comic timing.
She's survived like 47 strikes. I don't know. Because the video just flickered. Oh, man, this is good already. This is
good. I like it.
All right. Well, yes. Please help yourselves. Get help. Your friends. Hey, like Nate has said before, don't hide on anybody and reach out to your friends and family if you haven't heard from them and just let them know you're thinking about them. So, but yeah. Hey, only 10 more weeks of spring break. So we can get through this winter time and all that. Although we do have some
weather coming.
Listeners that are probably like, we're good. It's 80 degrees.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
So anyway, here in Indiana, we've got some cold weather coming up, single digits heading our way. But anyway, we love you guys. And yes, reach out to the group and definitely get your help by a counselor or whatever you need to do.
Get your help on, right?
Get your help on. That's good, Nate. Or Sean. What's your name?
Nate, Sean, Jonathan. It's spreading.
So they probably noticed. They're like, wait a minute. They're missing some things here. Sean, tell them why.
Well, because we are doing what we consider and are calling a hybrid episode, right?
This is.
So it's foolish, it's mini-ish, and so we're going to kind of streamline a little bit. And so I suppose you want me to say what the topic is, right?
Yeah, okay. That would be great.
This is a creeped out freestyle number 6.
Yes, and as Sean said, it is a hybrid, meaning we're kind of making it into a little mini version, but it's dropped as a full.
That's so. Sace, right?
We're just not doing dad jokes in the middle age moment. We're going to condense. Yeah, so we've got a lot of recording tonight, but we want to get out here at a decent time.
That's right.
So this is a, man, we haven't done one. I looked September. It was the last freestyle. So
did you guys all clock in, by the way?
Wow.
We'll clock in, clock out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Creeped out
we
clock.
We get paid by the hour, right?
Yeah, right.
Zero per hour. Yeah, so creeped out freestyle number 6.
Let that hybrid roll over.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm still trying to get my... So...
Rub it in.
I am going to make the first announcement. Statement,
okay.
Because we weren't doing, again, like announcements and all that stuff. But this is part of it. We are excited that we nailed down a time, or well, not the time, but the date, our first live event.
Yes.
That we've got scheduled for, what is it, Saturday, September 21st, I believe. Am I correct on that, Sean? I think it is, yeah.
Yeah.
And it is at the Greenwood Happy Haunts Halloween and Fall Store. How about that?
That'll be awesome.
Right. You will see the Mako Boys and special guest Austin Lawrence.
Yes.
So he'll be a part of that. And we will do the live event at Greenwood Happy Haunts. Our good friends Scott and Corey Steenburgen, who own, are going to let us hang out there and do some creepy talk.
Yeah. And we love them.
Yeah.
We love all of them, right?
Yes, we do. So I'm excited.
I don't know if we were doing shout outs or not, but we are going to have to do at least a small little special shout out to Austin.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I gotcha.
Because he gave us a, he did send us a gift package to my house.
Tell about
to
that.
All three of us.
Since we're doing our creeped out freestyle, what tell
was it
called?
Jonathan Hedges is what it said, and it was to me. And I got it Friday.
No, it did it say that?
It said.
Oh,
no,
I didn't tell me that.
I didn't tell you that. Why didn't keep the package?
That's funny. Either, that is funny, Austin.
So my daughter, who's our youngest, the 10-year-old Ella, and she's also the creepy one, to be fair. So I didn't know what was in this package. He just said, hey, you guys got a care package coming, you know. And so I was like, oh, that's cool, you know. And it was kind of, it was puffy, you know. And so I said, Ella, you want to open it? She's like, yeah, what is it? I'm like, I have no idea, but it's from Austin Lawrence. He's a friend of ours. He's an author, you know. And I said, he also investigates. And so she opens it up, and the first thing she sees is this, like, bloody lion, which is over here now in our podcast studio, come out. And she's like, what happened to this lion, Dad? And I was like, I don't know. But the book is called Hell's Carnival. And I was like, I think it has something to do with this book. And then there is a bloodied envelope with a bloodied letter that is addressed to Mako, and it's basically inviting us to this Hell's Carnival. And there's some other stuff in there that he put. But it was, my wife came in shortly thereafter, and she was just freaking out a little bit, and that our daughter was holding this bloodied lion and this this bloodstained envelope. Was, and, yeah. Which Austin's going to find this hilarious, by the way, I know. But she's
it worked.
Well, exactly, it did. And she's
scared,
like,
mom.
Well, how do you know there's not some kind of crazed listener or whatever? And I was like, well, they're all crazed, you know. Let's be honest. I mean, they're all creepy.
Yeah, I mean, but, so far, no.
Yeah, and then I told her, I go, this is Austin. I know him. And she's like, well, did you know he was going to send this? No, I did not. I said, I'm still kind of figuring this out. But she's just funny because she's like, so Ella, anyway, I let Todd know, and he's like, yeah, it's just his book. And I was like, I know. But I said, Jenna just has a tendency to freak out about things. And
which then pulled Rachel into it, my wife.
Yeah. Well, I talked to,
which then pulled me into the conversation.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
And,
oh, no.
And when Todd, I'm like, Todd goes, it's not that deep. And that's what I mean. And I said, I know. And that's what I had told
Jenna.
It's
not a big deal. It's a promo pack. Exactly. It's for his book. He is an author.
He's trying to be.
Well, he's weird. And it's like, no, he's not. He's just promoting.
He's creeped out.
Exactly. Oh, no. Exactly. She thought, but she was afraid.
That's great. I'd do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Women's minds, no offense out there, women, but no, they go into the, like, well, what? You're just too naive and you trust people. And I'm like, I trust people that I know.
Know this
you
know?
Yeah, exactly.
That, I thought that's where it would stop. Like, oh, okay. He's,
well,
he's been
funny
on your show.
Once
he's going to do a live event.
No, it didn't stop. No. It lasted all weekend.
Oh, it was fun.
Are you kidding me, Austin? I apologize for this.
No.
Crazy.
She get, but
I love it.
The funny part is that I love it too. It's great.
It's really,
it's
cool.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So
I'm gonna take a picture of it.
If that is not gonna get somebody to read a book, so oh gosh, it's so funny. But Austin, thank you out there. Oh. But Austin, I guarantee you, he's gonna listen to this and be like, that is great that I got somebody that good. The main thing is that next time I will not, anything that's addressed to Mako, I will not let my 10-year-old open it, basically.
That's funny.
But it didn't bother Ella. Ella wasn't the one freaking out. Jenna's just like, oh my gosh. But it just got her thinking, like, what if somebody sent something that, you know, was out of their head or whatever? I'm like, that could happen.
If
but
we don't
it's not
know
gonna be
the
awesome.
Person.
It's not going to be awesome.
I get it.
They're not going to get
they're
our
they're not
going
to announce it.
I mean, it's called, there's a term for it. It's called catastrophizing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I understand if you first open it and you don't know who it's from, but then once you explained who it's from, then I thought she'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, mm-hmm. that's clever that he said that and kind of tied in with the book. And
she's,
no, I guess it didn't.
Nah, I got accused of lying because Rachel asked me, she's like, well, did you know about this? I'm like, well, yeah, I knew he was getting a package today.
But you didn't know what it was.
But then,
neither,
so then she texts Jenna and says, well, Nathan knows all about it.
Yeah. And then
like,
she,
no, no.
That's what I was like. No, he doesn't.
I read.
Said, he knows what I know.
I read the text thread between all of us.
It was
that a care package was going to be there today. That's all I know.
Well,
keep me out of this.
What was funny is that there was, I told her, I said, it's Friday. I'm tired. And like, this isn't that big of a deal. It is. Yeah.
No, it's.
What is funny though, like I said, is just,
she knows he's going to be at the live event, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe.
She's going to be like, listen, don't send me bloody lions anymore. I thought and I don't want to give anything away in case you, but it's very Jekyll and Hyde with that letter. And I love it, you know, because she's like,
oh, yeah,
well, he can't spell. And I was like, that's the point. It is very, that's what a serial killer.
Wow. They put a lot of energy into this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. little dramatic. So I'm sorry to call your wives out. That's a little dramatic.
It's
for a, yeah.
No, I agree.
And I know when Austin listens to this, he is probably going to.
He's going to howl with laughter.
Rolling on the floor. No, what do they say?
Rolling out laughter. Rolling cackles. On the yes, cackles a little bit. Yeah,
that's hilarious.
So anyway, well, but now it's in our studio, and I said, "Well, from now on, anybody that sends us anything is coming to the studio first." Man. Then, good Lord,
I might have to send something. To
you should send something. Yeah,
I see a severed head. No, never,
exactly,
never
right. Yeah,
is it real?
A shrunken head. Right,
I'm really going all out. That's cool. Thanks, Austin. And yeah, he will be our guest speaker though with
that
us.
That is right.
The Greenwood Happy Haunts. Then we will announce as it gets closer. We'll do the ticket prices and all that good stuff and the time. We haven't nailed down a time, but it'll be sometime in the evening, late afternoon, early evening. I am excited though. That is going to be fantastic.
It'll be lots of fun.
Well, it will be inside the awesome Greenwood Happy Haunts store. So they've got great space, by the way. So that, and then we're trying to, so I've been talking over since early November when the Black House Cafe, which opened up on Virginia Avenue in the Fountain Square area, it used to be a dentist office, and then now it's a Airbnb and a coffee shop, and it's a horror themed. They've got, like, you know, murals of Freddy Krueger and Silence of the Lambs and other, and then they've got, you know, like Chucky dolls Ghostface and all that. And I think they've got Jason. But anyway, fantastic place. And so I've been talking to this lady. Either it's Mary or Mari, I'm not sure. But I haven't heard back from her since. I emailed her or messaged her last time. We're trying to set up maybe a meet and greet. So maybe on a Saturday, we can all go out there and set up a table. And then as people just come in and out and doing their, you know, getting their snacks and coffee and all that good stuff, we can meet some
people. Get their snag on, right?
And they can find out about the Mako podcast.
That's right.
So we're hoping maybe in February. And then we've got some other stuff. We got So we're you know,
some other tricks up our sleeve. It's only first of the year, right?
Yeah. So those are so we got the live show. That's the main thing, and then trying to get this cafe thing nailed down, and then there's other places we're trying to get. You know, like we still want to make it out to the asylum, the
Randolph.
Yeah. Gosh, it's been 400 years. They have a lot of things already.
It'll be going on 3 years.
Never heard.
Basically
of it.
3 years. Basically, yeah, you haven't heard. Yeah, no. It's a place in Winchester, Indiana. It's it's an asylum. Yeah,
I know the 4-H ground fairgrounds right across the street, but I don't know about the asylum.
No, you didn't know. Yeah, I didn't. I figured you didn't. We haven't talked about much. They have their 2024 schedule. Now I know they add stuff, but they've already got like 6 or 7 events, and a couple of ones in February around Valentine's. And then I think they have one in spring. And then there's like, throughout the, you know, like summer and fall. But I think they have like 5 or 6 already. But then they, like I said, they do tours and all that all the time. So hoping to do something out there maybe. So I want to do a lot of meet and greets where we can take our merch and giveaways. And then we can meet people and then pass out our cards and information and just drum up more listeners, more creepies. Can't have enough creepies.
That's right.
That's right. You know, so you can't have enough people to send us bloody lions, you know?
Right, exactly.
No, but that's kind of what 2024 is already shaping up to be. And we've got
it's gonna be a good year is what you're saying.
We already have
like the
six guests scheduled between now and March.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Yeah,
that's
already
really crazy.
Sweet.
Yeah, six of them. So yeah,
five of them are Dan Aykroyd, right?
He's coming on 5 times. Right. Yeah. And
Nate's
then,
like,
and then and then what's his name? Son Osborne. What's the son's name?
Jack. That's Jack, right. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Rob Zombie.
Who was saying Kevin from Where the Weird Ones Are. He was saying that he reached out to Jack Osborne. I hope he gets him. I thought about him a while back. I haven't messaged him or anything, but that'd be cool if Kevin get him on there.
That's right.
So no, we're rocking and rolling already. It's only not even mid January. How about that?
Awesome.
It is awesome. You know what? You guys are awesome.
Oh, thanks.
No, I'm talking about the creepies.
I can feel the love. That's right. Yeah.
No. So anyway, yeah, that's fun stuff. But yeah, we thought a little creeped out shout out or creeped out. Jeez, oh, Pete, we are really rocking and rolling. Aren't we? Creeped out freestyle. Yeah. You guys watch any videos, any movies, any TikToks, any Instagram, any shows, any.
I started watching the documentary of Skinwalker Ranch.
Oh, do you like it?
I have still not seen a minute of it.
Bits and pieces of it.
I'm into the second episode. Have you watched Oak Island?
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like that.
I know of it, but I've never seen.
A lot of recapping, a lot of back talking, and not like back talking, but like
backhanding.
I'm not doing it. Yes, you are. don't back talk me.
Circle talking.
Oh yeah.
You know, and it's like, come on, just get on with it.
Right.
Get it out there.
The information's cool, but in the stories of, you know,
do they reenact like reenactments?
Or
do
they, to try like what they've discovered? Yeah, a little bit. Or they show like the actual footage of like the what do you call it? The cliff or whatever, mm-hmm. the rock wall.
Oh yeah.
That runs along the property, it glowing at night and stuff like that. So yeah. I mean it's interesting. I'll probably stick with it and keep watching it.
Well, a lady I work with at the church, she's one of our church secretaries. She's not missed an episode. And she's the one that went to the Marat Theater.
Mm-hmm.
In downtown up New Jersey, and saw the three or four guys, whatever, they went there to speak. She said she already knew because she'd seen all the episodes, but so it was just kind of like, but it's still, it's kind of cool to see the guys and them talk in person. But
yeah, it just, the only rough part of it is, like I said, it just, the round circle of talking, and it's just like, you've already recapped that. You've already, and try to set things up to be more dramatic. I mean, they're producing it for TV, for entertainment, to keep people engaged, but
a lot of those,
I don't engage with that. I want you to
move on,
get on,
spit
with
it,
it
out. Yep.
Get the facts.
Yeah. Some people, I can see where some people need that, and then some people, I'm like that. Like, let's, okay, we got it. Next, what's the
Have you seen it? Have you seen any of that? I actually watched the first one,
first episode or season.
I did one. We were doing Skinwalker Ranch.
Okay.
Yep. I sat there and listened to it and watched it, and
there's a lot of good information in it.
But it does feel like it's, I hate to say contrived, but
it's like
entertainment.
Yeah, and it's like spoon fed to you, so you don't have to think.
Yeah.
Because they constantly recap and, you know, go to commercial, and then it comes back and plays the last 5 minutes that you just watch.
When
it comes back from the commercial.
In case you forgot.
We just watched that, but continue.
Well, it's like when you watch, any series on Netflix or Apple TV, whatever, like you're watching a show series, and then you're at the next episode and they want a recap from the recap. And Amy and I hit skip.
Yeah, that's
we don't
what
need,
I do too.
You know, like
I wish this had that, but it doesn't have that option.
Okay, that's kind of like what you're probably saying. That's like, but they're doing it the whole time.
Every break it comes back like the previous 2 minutes.
That is really a waste. I'm surprised they do that.
Allow them to
edit it multiple times in an episode. I could see where they're from the next week.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. Recap, like, oh man, I can't remember, you know, what exactly happened last time. But if you
but
just
between
saw
commercial
it,
well, and they do, ago, they did that between they think people's between the episodes too. So I got into episode two, and through the episode, it does like a 1 or 2 minute backtrack going into the next segment. But then from episode to episode, it does like a 5 minute. So it's like when you're sort of trying to binge watch it, it's like see a lot of repeated footage and conversation. Mm-hmm. It's like, to me, that just gets a little boring because I just watched that. I don't need to see it again.
I don't know if I could do that then. I'm glad you told me that.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
Like I said, the information's good and the story stuff.
Yeah, the place itself's crazy.
Push through that aspect of their production.
But I mean, whose idea would be like, hey, let's remind them every 3 minutes what they just saw? Like, that's stupid.
Seems a little redundant.
I'd be like, guys, let's move on and well, good. But I mean, I might check it out sometime. We've been watching. We have 2 episodes left on the second season of Dr. Death.
Is it good?
On Peacock. Mm-hmm. It's excellent. And I knew about the two doctors.
I saw the trailer for it. Yeah.
The second one's good too, but the first one is amazing. It's Dr. Dunch, Christopher Dunch in Dallas, Texas. You gotta watch the season. And then the second one is Paolo Macchiarini, and this Italian doctor, and they're just both awful people. Yeah. You know, they're using their medical license to pretty much either maim or kill people. Yeah. And a true story. Yeah, so we have 2 episodes left on the Dr. Macchiarini. Christopher Dunn. I had heard his story on a podcast like 2 years ago, and I was like, holy moly. Well, they did a good job, but you're limited where you have an 8-episode series to do. You can cram a lot in, and it's kind of cool because they have like, it'll show like, okay, the date. It'll say like, you know, September 2012, and they'll do the scene or whatever, whatever, and then they'll go back 2008, and so they'll jump back and forth, and you think, that doesn't make sense. It is excellent how they do it. They kind of show you what led up to that, or they kind of like they jump back and forth between different years of his college years, then current, then it might go in the middle, you know what I mean, like in a year between. It's actually easy to keep up with, but man, bad dudes, bad guys. So yeah, we've been watching Dr. Death series.
Yeah, I got to watch
Peacock.
That.
Yeah, yeah. Had to, because we watch Netflix, Peacock, and Apple TV has, those are like probably like the three apps or whatever you call them that have good series. So I would recommend watching Dr. Death.
Nice.
I think. I mean, you and Rachel like it, especially Rachel being in medical, and you and Jenna. I think you guys will like it. So. It's just like, how did he get by, or how both of them, how did they get by
for
with all
so
that stuff
long,
for so
yeah.
long?
Mm-hmm.
And I won't tell you about this.
Sadly, a lot of people just turn a blind eye to stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's either about money, or they don't want to get, you know, lose their livelihood, because so they kind of let, yeah. But then it turns out worse than if they would have just stopped it, you know.
Yeah.
Or people don't want to mess with it, or they don't know where to even begin to try to, I mean, you're going after a doctor, you know, and. What was that?
That was me.
Oh.
I was scratching the back of my neck.
Oh, I was like,
and
what?
I hit this side.
Oh. No, but it's really.
The record skipped.
But they were like at the end of the first season, they were telling like the stats about how many malpractice suits there are and lawsuits and how many people and how many doctors do this. I'm like, holy cow. How do we still go to like a doctor or a surgeon? You know, because my mom had her back surgery, and that could have been some crazy guy, like, one, you know. Yeah, he has his medical license, but he's some crazy guy that wants to jack her up or kill her. And I'm like, holy mo-. I'm like, glad I didn't see that before she went under the knife.
Yeah.
Because your life is, you're like, yep, knock me out, and then, okay.
And they're supposed to, in the medical field, doctors, surgeons, nurses, the whole deal, you're supposed to take a Hippocratic oath.
Oath, yeah.
Right?
They talked about that.
Do no harm, you know, and you're obviously supposed to help people. And I think I've mentioned this before, and I don't ever mean this against anybody, because there are wonderful doctors out there, wonderful surgeons, but especially surgeons. If you think about it, you have to be a special kind of person to want to cut into somebody. I mean, I know it's for a common good, but it is still a little bit sick. So, like, you think, we talk about that, like, well, some of these killers, if they would have just focused, you know, channeled that for good, maybe they could have done something. And maybe, and I'm not saying that surgeons are psychopathic killers, but maybe, you know, who knows what else they would have done had they not have been surgeons. But you do, you have to have a bit of, you have to have confidence. You have to have a little bit of, you have to be just a little bit different to want to, like I said, cut into somebody and do that, you know? But like I said, it is for a good thing, but I guarantee, but there are bad people out there in, you know, being in those situations, being able to, it's supposed to be doing good, but I guarantee you they're not. It's the same thing with hospice, you know, like, wonderful, like, to usher people out and to make sure they're comfortable, but.
Are they?
But sometimes, you know, they can misuse it. You know, I'm not, again, I'm not saying that's not the majority. That's definitely a minority. No. But there are people out there that do. There's those stories about nurses that, like, kill people, take pictures, and all that kind of stuff, and keep it as some
Or either don't kill them,
sick,
just abuse
sick,
them.
Yeah, you know? Right, or whatever. It's just wrong. It's just
steal their stuff, beat them up.
Yeah,
but awful. You have to be, like, they even talk to one of the doctors.
Things that are out there.
I'm trying to think of one of the actors that played one of the doctors. It's Alec Baldwin's one of them. Gosh, he was real popular in the 90s. I mean, still in stuff here and there, but I'll have to look him up. Anyway, he was saying, his character was saying, he's like, you know, we have to be somewhat a narcissist. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're surgeons. We're, you know.
Yeah.
He's like, we can be good people. He's like, but, and it's true. They have to, you want a doctor that has a little bit of arrogance.
Confidence
because
arrogance,
yeah, right. I told Amy, I said, I want my pilot.
Yeah.
I want my surgeon or doctor. I mean, those people have earned the right, not to be nasty or rude to people, but you want them to have an air of like, yeah, we're.
I got this, yeah.
I got this, and that's, and so you have to, and like you said, they're a little bit off to want to do that, you know?
Yeah.
Guess who just got reinstated? Seeing the OR.
Do what now?
You've never seen that commercial?
Huh? Oh, yes, yes.
I'm not sure. I don't know
yes,
that.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. He's like, so, what do we got? He's like, yeah, you're right.
Oh,
yeah.
I know what you're talking about. I do know what you're talking about.
Guess who got reinstated?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, right.
Seeing the
They're like, oh,
I was like, what are you talking about?
Exactly. That was Dr. Dunch, I think. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Paolo Macchiarini. Oh, my gosh. But, no, I recommend that. Yeah, I think you guys will like it. It's very. Both seasons are done very well. So,
Nate and I saw Aquaman 2.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's good.
Is it New Year's Day? Was that New Year's Day?
Yeah, I think so.
I think, yeah. So it was good. It wasn't as good. Did you ever see the first one? You never saw the first one. No. But I liked it.
I liked both of them. Yeah. I think it was a good sequel.
Yeah. I think I probably liked the first one better, but yeah, I thought it was good.
Mm-hmm. I saw about 5, maybe 10 minutes of the first one.
Of the first one,
with Elijah, whatever came out.
Either love it or hate.
I just can't get into, I like the Spider-Man movies and the Iron Man. Mm-hmm. I can't get into any of the other ones that have all of them and the 75. Oh, this is the Clash of the, I can't do it. Now, like the original Batman, I do like 1961, but I'm talking about the first, three or four, Jim Carrey and Ben Affleck. Who were all the Batmans?
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton was the first one. It was 89. And then
Val Kilmer,
Ben Affleck, and
George Clooney.
Yeah,
Clooney.
Those, I could watch those. I just, the later ones and Superman, I don't know. Can't get into them. So, no, I've not seen Aquaman or Aquaman 2. Is it the same dude? Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa, yep.
Mm-hmm. He's a pretty good actor. I've seen him in a couple other movies, totally different than a super, and he does a good job.
Who's the redhead girl? What's it's Johnny Depp's
Johnny
ex.
Johnny Depp's ex.
I can't think of her name.
Heard.
Crazy.
Amber.
Amber Heard.
Amber Heard, yeah. Did you say crazy?
Crazy Heard.
Well, yeah,
I know, and then out there, people are like, there was him too! Whatever,
no,
I don't care.
There was
they're crazy. They're all crazy
celebrities.
They're
both better than fruitcakes. Yeah. But, I thought she did fine. They did kind of downplay her in that movie. They didn't.
What does she play? Play a super is just his
she
love
is
interest
his,
or is
she
a superhero?
Yeah, his wife.
Queen, I guess. Oh, yeah, the queen.
Is there a because I like the Aquaman as growing up. I love the
Aqua Woman. I guess.
So is she? Is that how she? What she is? Oh,
she's just she's the queen because he's the king, right? I mean, he's basically. Huh. But
king of the water.
Nate said, "You got to watch her; she'll take a poop in your bed." Although that's cleaning that's cleaning up a little bit. But yeah, he's like, and I was like, that it got a little bit. That old court case got a little weird.
When did you guys see that on New Year's Day?
New Year's Day. Yeah. And then you had seen Wonka, right? Didn't you like Wonka?
Yeah,
I
didn't. Really
I've seen it.
Really good.
Speaking of Wonka, I watched a. I don't know how long ago it was, but I watched a. It was on TikTok, and. An interview with the original, what the hell?
Gene Wilder.
I can't remember his name.
Gene Wilder.
That's right. Well, and Gene Wilder. No, anyway, they asked him about how the one with Johnny Depp.
And he didn't like it.
He didn't like it, and he doesn't like Tim Burton. He said they're both good. He goes, you know, Depp's a good actor. Tim Burton's a good director and all. He's like, I don't like him. Mm-hmm. He said, I didn't want to watch it because I didn't want to be disappointed, and he just didn't want to support the, he hated it. I mean, or he didn't want to,
He did not pull any punches.
No, he did not. No. I like Gene Wilder. No,
take
but
a breath,
anyway,
count to three, make a wish.
And I saw that when the kids were little, they liked that, or they watched the one with Johnny Depp, and I was like, I don't know about
he
you guys.
Got a little
I literally was
bizarre,
like, bizarre. It was terrible. The Oompa Loompas were it's the same dude, just multiplied a million times. I'm like, I didn't like it.
Yeah,
it was terrible.
Weird. Yeah.
Now this one looks decent. This looks. I saw the previews, and it looks
this
a little
one.
Bit more.
I think he. Sort of takes his character drive from Gene Wilder, sort of.
That's what I kind of heard. Yeah, it's at least a little bit more as far as the original.
Hugh Grant is the original Oompa Loompa, right? Uh-huh. So that's
Hugh Grant?
Hugh Grant
is I love
and he's
Hugh
pretty
Grant.
Funny, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
So I like him.
I didn't see it, but I saw the trailers.
He's always been one of my favorites.
Yeah, it definitely.
That's hilarious, though.
Definitely a prequel to Gene Wilder's Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, because he's younger. Yeah. It's a younger guy. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, I think I could go see that, but I did not like the one Johnny Depp. I mean, again, it doesn't. The acting's fine. It's just that's how they did it. I didn't like the. So yeah, it's funny. I saw the Gene Wilder interview. I'm like, ooh, didn't hold any punches like you said. So now I'm trying to think of any other movies or shows or anything. I can't think of what else. Amy,
we watched it. I know it's been politically polarized or whatever, but Sound of Freedom, we watched that.
Oh yeah,
did you guys watch that or you were gonna watch it?
My wife and daughter have seen it twice.
Jim Caviezel and Mel Gibson,
real stuff, man.
Yeah
we watched it. How can you be against that?
Human trafficking. Well, Jenna watched it the first 20 minutes. She was
it happened.
She said, we gotta turn this off, and she
was
just
Rachel was
bawling. She was
I can't watch this.
She's like, I can't do it. And I told her, I said, well, we don't have to. I said, I'll probably finish it later, but I don't have to watch it with you. But Jenna's mom had watched it, and she had texted her mom saying, I can't watch this movie. And she goes, look, Jenna, it's hard. It's a hard one to watch. Yeah. But she said, it gets better, and it's for what it is, it's excellent.
It's an excellent movie.
It's real
based
stuff.
On true story and human.
Yeah, Amy said they show real footage too, like kids getting like the beginning and then.
It's heart wrenching, and Jenna was afraid they were going to show something graphic, and I'm like, they're not going to show anything with kids, but they're gonna you're going to get the idea that this is not good. It was awful. It was great for what it was, but it's terrible because you realize. I mean, they even put the statistic that it was there's more humans that are enslaved than when slavery was legal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
I believe it.
That's crazy.
I believe it. And you know, I was thinking about Micah Campbell, Mike, our good friend, when they came together, and made that was it the first Autumn Tales?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that the one? And the proceeds were going to go to the, I don't know what the name of the foundation was, but to go against human trafficking to help. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's scary stuff.
We should be fighting that. I mean, like I keep saying this to people, but how we treat our children should show a lot of society and the culture. Mm-hmm. And if that's what we're doing, and I know that that's not the majority of the culture,
right.
But the fact that that's allowed or being allowed is unacceptable. I mean, it's just absolutely unacceptable.
Yeah, it is, and you know, I was
disgusting and despicable.
I've listened to a few true crime podcasts. They've talked, and it's been it was like the specific topic was human trafficking, child trafficking, all of it. And my gosh, they were talking about I didn't know to this extent, but there's thousands and thousands of especially young girls, but boys too. Mm-hmm. But like, I mean, obviously grade school, but like middle school and high school, like they're not taken to a place and then they're not they're not chained up and all, like they're able to come and go from home to school, and like they'll reach to a kid, like say it's a sophomore, and they'll get them in, and then that sophomore, or I'm just saying that kid will recruit other girl, and then before you know it they're doing the trafficking, but yet they're still able to go home, but yet they're still able to be under control of the so trafficking. Weird. Yeah, I'm like, and then that is bizarre. You think because then they threaten them, and
That are being shipped around the world too, though.
Like, well, that's what I'm saying.
But they said that, you can only sell a bag of cocaine or marijuana or heroin once, but you can sell a kid 10 times in a day, and it's like to me that
different
was
countries.
Like,
everybody thinks it's only in third world countries or overseas.
Oh, no,
it's literally in the States and your local, podunk town and they're in the high schools and middle schools, and they're not just like, okay, they take them and then they enslave them and not able to see them. Like they literally let them go back and forth, but yet they are able to control them enough to keep them doing what they want.
It's a dark topic, but the fact that it exists means that somebody needs it, or that it's to meet somebody's desires or to meet somebody's demands. And it's like, that's horrible. We got to shine the light on that kind of stuff and get rid of it in this world. Yep. That's not going to be okay. That is not the direction that we want society to go in.
No, it's, I want to see the movie. Amy and
we got to start talking about like pimple popper stuff or something. This is getting,
getting deep.
Sound of Freedom, people.
You said so.
Sorry.
Well, yeah, I want to see that.
Well, it's cool because there's one of the main character little girls that they're trying to find. She plays the drums, and when they hear the song, one of the other guys tells the FBI or CIA agent. He tells him like, you know what that sound is, and he's like, no, and he goes, that's the sound of freedom, and that's where that comes from.
Okay,
so just the fact that she's able to be her own self, do what she wants. Is that whole not to give that away, but it is that,
well, and I don't want to see
it's a
movie,
beautiful thing.
I know really the whole thing.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's where that comes from.
Yeah. Anybody with in the right mind would want that to be stopped. Real quick, just so I don't forget, Christian Slater is
first
season of Dr. Death, and
he plays one of the two
him and Alec Baldwin are surgeons, and they're going after Dr. Dunch too, and it's
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves too, he was in that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember in high school, his first one was Gleaming the Cube, as he was a skateboarder. And he was big into skating, and the girl I dated in high school loved Christian Slater. And I was like, oh, boy. No, I like him. He's a good actor. But yeah, Gleaming the Cube, 1987 or 88, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. He was in the movie you just said, whatever it was. Joshua Jackson, Alec Baldwin. There's some good actors in these. Kelsey Grammer. He plays a. Yeah, true story.
Him.
Yeah, and they Mandy Moore. I'm like, oh my gosh, I hadn't heard from her in years. The pop singer and now actress, but Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think if we've had, we've been on that Dr. Death cycle, you know, so I don't know if we've really seen any movies. Definitely have not seen any scare. Oh, we did. I didn't. I think I even posted it.
Friday Night at Freddy's?
Yeah, Five Nights at Freddy's.
Five Nights.
I was like, Freddy's, yeah. So my daughter was in Florida with her friend for winter break for a week. So she came back last Saturday, and she got home earlier than we expected. And so, you know, she got home, took a shower and all that, and relaxed a little bit. And then she was like, hey, I want to watch a movie with you. Mom, and because I was going to work, and I'm like, well, I'll do one of my quick ones, my quick jobs, and then come back home. And so I was able to get back home, and Amy goes like, what do you want to watch? And she kind of gave her some. She's like, there's really not a whole lot right now. And so one of the suggestions was Five Nights at Freddy's.
Mm-hmm.
And Libby's like, let's do that. I go, I don't know. I was like, is that gory? And Libby's like, no, I've read about it. She's like, I don't think it's gory. I was like, okay, and it's pretty good. Not, I mean, it's not like a, you know, I'd watch it again, mm-hmm. one or two, and then, you know, I'm not gonna like, but yeah, it's actually pretty good acting and creepy story. I mean, it's a different story.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was any good.
I would recommend it. I'd give it like, okay. I think I rated it a 7. So mm-hmm. you know, I know Tim Mullen said it's okay at best. Our good buddy Tim, and then Tiffany Boots said she goes, I love that movie too much. I think or something. Like she's, I liked it, and Amy liked it, and Olivia did. Although Olivia goes, oh, man, she's like, I won't spoil it. She's like, but I already know how it ends. Like, well, why did you?
Yeah.
But she had not seen the movie. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty good.
And the male actor in there, I didn't realize it until I saw a thing. He played Pippa in the Hunger Games series.
Okay. Amy and Olivia knew who he was. Yeah. I didn't. But, yeah.
I heard the new Hunger Games movie is excellent. I have not seen it. It's good. Yeah. Guy I work with, Matt, he was saying, he was like, he goes, it's the best one of them all. And so I was like, oh, okay.
He's have
like,
you seen those?
Mm-hmm. I have not. I haven't watched them.
I own them.
You own them?
Even the new one.
I mean, I know the gist of all of it, but.
So my wife, my lovely wife, it was Saturday and I go, I'm not digging, you know, to go to work yet. So I'm just kind of buying my time. Like, I'm just trying to stay at home as long as I can. Hey, what are you watching? Oh, it's, Hunger Games. I go, you're watching Hunger Games? She goes, yeah. I said, is it just on? She goes, no, I rented it. I go, you rented it? That's a weird, because she's not into those fantasy sci-fi, you know, I mean, you know, here and there, but like I said, really? Hunger? And she goes, well, I was looking at it the other night and I accidentally.
Thought it was about food.
She accidentally rented it.
It was a cooking show.
I go, are you kidding me? She goes, and it was the $20 rental, not $5. I go,
yeah. Oh, it's the new one.
Yeah. I go, yeah. Are you serious? She's like, so I feel like I have to watch it. And I was on my phone. She was kind of, we were in and out. She's on the computer kind of getting ready for the week ahead to go back to work. And I was like, what is this about? Like, it was crazy. I mean, it's like, it looked like it was
you
in the
1700s. You need to see the other two before you watch that one. Then?
I couldn't tell what time period it was. It looked like to me it was all junk. But anyway, it's just kind of like a, people watch the.
It's like an apocalypse.
Yeah,
future.
Yeah, and they kind of watch these people go through.
And
these
you have different districts,
trials, or
and they have to keep the peace. You have the capital, and then there originally were 13 districts, but now during the Jennifer Lawrence ones, the original ones, is 12 districts, and they find they find out about the 13th district.
Okay,
but it's they do the Hunger Games at where each district. Nominates one male and one female teenager, you know, 9 to 17 to go to the Hunger Games. And it's a tribute to the rebellion that the districts had against the Capitol, you know, hundreds of years earlier, however long before. And so the new one, well, in the original ones with Jennifer Lawrence, the president is President Snow. The new one is the prequel. It's Snow's story of how he worked his way up to try, you know, into power. And he started out as in the military and all that kind of stuff of the Capitol.
Okay, because I came in when there was this guy and girl, and there was a bunch of people like watching them on a screen or something. I don't know, and they were trying to survive this thing. And I thought, oh, is it kind of like a survival where people are
Yeah, it was
watching them try to survive some test or trial or whatever.
Yeah, during the prequel, it's like the
fighters or something
early on in the Hunger Games.
Okay, and some like oh no, snakes. It was snakes that mm-hmm. were and then oh my god, I was like, what is going on? I couldn't figure it out. So mm-hmm. anyway, she yeah, paid $20 bucks. To,
futuristic, apocalyptic,
which I like that kind of the survival. Yeah. But I.
What society
supposed to be good book? I mean, it was a book series
in the
right?
future. If something
next year
were to happen,
yeah. the book series is supposed to be excellent. I mean, mm-hmm. I know
okay,
the, yeah. So, I don't,
no, I mean, I, if you take the time, really like, get into them, I mean, the yeah, story's sure. pretty good.
A lot of people love them.
Rachel yeah. loves them. Mm-hmm. So
well, then I was like,
we've this? Watched them. I don't know, four or five times.
Have you?
Yeah.
See, I thought it was a series, but they're movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, movies.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
yeah
I thought four. There's four.
Okay.
And then this new one would be the fifth one, but it's
okay.
a prequel.
I thought they were like seasons, of, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I got
and
it confused
they go
with...
back to back.
I got you.
You watch, start with the first one, you can watch
the
all
Purge.
The way through.
I love the Purge movies.
Yeah, Purge.
Harrison loves those, too.
Oh, like, I love them. Love them. Amy does, too.
Harrison has a whole idea of what if the Purge actually happens or if we start doing purges. And I was like, okay, this
I'm down.
After you're down, right? Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what he's
Harrison
like,
and I will.
He was we'll like,
team up.
Maybe that's what we need around here. I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys.
I thought, though, I was like, I'm watching this and I'm going, wait a minute. This looks like futuristic, but then it looks like current day. But then, and I'm like, where are the chariots? And Amy's like, what are you talking about? I go, well, I don't. I was thinking of Game of Thrones.
Oh,
that's
okay,
what I was like. So I was like, what's the show with? And I said that the guy that was in, you know, played an elf, you know, the dwarf or little guy. I don't know. I don't want to be.
Well,
great actor. I love him. He played Miles Finch.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was like, she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. So I had to look him up. I'm like, ah, Game of Thrones. That's what. Yeah. So that is yeah. And she goes, isn't that gory? I go, I think so. It's pretty
Game
gruesome.
Of Thrones.
Like pretty.
It's not too bad.
Guy's getting sliced in half. No,
I never watched.
It's
that
not
either.
Every I once. Mean, it's not horribly graphic. I don't recall.
Yeah. Peter Dinklage.
Yeah,
Peter Dinklage.
I knew his last name started with a D, but yeah. I can't remember what it was.
I couldn't do it either.
He was in Pixels too.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. He was the guy that supposedly beat him in the. The when like back in the 80s,
yeah,
and mm-hmm. being cheated,
yeah.
Oh, that was funny. Oh my gosh, that was great. Actually,
like, yeah.
Have you guys ever seen this movie, The Gift? It's from 2015.
Oh yeah,
have you seen it?
Oh yeah.
Mm-mm. Okay, so great I tried movie. To get Jenna to watch this.
Great
and
movie.
We just watched. I said, just watch the trailer. I think it'd be really good. She loves Jason Bateman.
Oh yeah.
And she's like, well, this is
he plays great.
This is a regular movie. Jason Bateman. Well, no, it's not regular Jason Bateman. But it's really creepy though. But
it's
I want to
watch.
Yeah, I need to watch it.
Oh yeah. Oh, you haven't seen it?
I've never seen it.
Oh
no.
Yeah.
I wanted to watch it with her, and then so I'm gonna end up watching myself. So
no, that's a good movie. Yeah, we watched it a while back.
And I got Harrison to watch The Joker. He'd never seen the original. The Joker 2 is coming out. With Joaquin Phoenix, and apparently Lady Gaga is going to play Harley Quinn. But the first one, and Harrison's like, I told him, I said, man, this it's crazy. It gets really, really
bizarre.
Yeah, but
he likes those because he's seen all
the... It's a slow burn.
Right?
And he loves Batman. He's just like...
Well, but I mean, he likes the... what's the
psychological thrillers? I mean, basically is what that is. But
well, he doesn't mind the... what's the guy, the clown, Art the Clown?
You're talking about Joaquin Phoenix?
No,
Joker.
What's the
Terrifier?
Movie? Terrifier.
Oh,
you've seen those?
Yeah, that's true.
I heard.
That's
I mean,
oh,
I know it's not to that
you said
level,
Clown,
but I'm
yeah.
just saying. And there's some couple. Disturbing.
Well, this is Joker is Arthur, so you know,
yeah,
so
yeah.
Arthur Fleck. So
yeah,
but yeah, he loved it. He was like, "Oh my gosh, Dad, that was really disturbing, but it was really, really
yeah,
good."
Amy watched.
I told him
it's
a slow
like,
burn, and then it just goes nuts. That lasts like half an hour. I mean, it's just like, oh my gosh, this is how Gotham goes down the toilet.
Mm.
So,
and that's why you need the Purge. No,
right? Exactly. Well, that's. That's what the Joker thought.
Mm-hmm. There's some great memes though with him, or pictures of the actual from the movie of Joaquin Phoenix, either before he has the makeup, he puts it on, or mm-hmm. with the makeup. I'm like, looks like I mean, he's a good actor. He's a really good
yeah.
actor, mm-hmm. and I'm like that. Just the character, him playing it, I'm like, that's creepy. Just looking at the pictures, and I haven't seen the
well,
movie.
I kind of forget. They,
because I really like him. Though.
The thing is they show that he is really trying, like his character is trying to be the best he can be. He's even like, he's like fake nice. He just tries to be so, so nice and funny.
Yeah,
and
try to grab him and be,
be a clown.
He also has mental issues too.
Well, he's on seven different medications and he's trying to go to counseling and then they're trying to help him and then they can't, like, that's, they show like the... how Gotham is basically falling apart politically, and Thomas Wayne's trying to become mayor, or thinking about running for mayor, and that's all, like, all the things that are trying to help people and the people in need are getting pulled, like the services for the Joker. And so he's like, well, what am I supposed to do? And his therapist basically leans over the table, and she's like, they don't give up. Crap about us. And she's like, none of us. And so then from there, he's just kind of like, okay. And then that's like, here comes the Joker, that psychotic side of him just starts coming out more and more.
Like,
and more.
He's like, you know what? I might as well then be.
That's what he does. He just, why
am I trying to help
basically
myself? Nobody, kind of, you know.
He manifests stories in his head.
Oh, like, does he?
Of his reality. And it's
delusional.
Delusional. It's not reality, but
which
in
is,
his head, it's
which
real.
Which is in itself is a twist. But it is. He just becomes consumed by the villain, the Joker, basically.
Yeah,
I mean, that nice little guy that's trying to be sweet. And
yeah,
nice
he's trying
to be, but you see society just beating the crap out of him and treating him like a freak. And
you're
a weirdo.
It,
oh, the best part of that, and I don't mean to just focus on Joker, is in as the movie progresses, he's got that laugh, that maniacal laugh, but it's a sickness coming out of him. And Joaquin Phoenix did that on purpose. He wanted it to feel like this vomitous or like cough that you can't control, and it's just like
and then he does this, somebody's like, what are you doing?
It's
what
like
you
it's,
or,
it's
he
like
can't
he,
help it.
It's right. No, he even carries a card that says, "I have a neurological condition. Please excuse me for my laughing fits," or whatever. But he just, but it's like this is he doesn't want it to come out, and he's trying to fight it. But it just comes, and then as the Joker character comes out,
yeah,
it just,
as he gets tested,
then he's
and,
like, "Forget it, I'll just laugh." When
confronted, and
he just becomes the psychopathic.
The laugh starts coming out, and like that's his trigger.
The Joker character is in it at its heart is the most maniacal villain you can have, because he's not doing it for money, he's not doing it for power, he's doing it truly to watch the world burn. I mean, that's what he wants. He wants to see society just completely destroyed and laugh over
and
over the death
it.
And destruction. Yeah, total criminality.
Are you saying it's a joke to him?
It is a joke
is
to
he
him.
Joking?
Oh,
around?
It's great.
Well, there you go. There.
Yeah, for you Batman fans out there.
Yeah, that's I always did as a kid. I liked the Joker. I think he was probably him, and I always liked the Riddler. I always thought
Riddler's fantastic. Yep.
You know, and the original Riddler, he's a good actor. He's been in some Western movies, but yeah, I always thought him. Like Cesar Romero played the original in the Batman series in the 60s, and he did great. I mean, he's a legend. I've not seen any of the since whatever the last Batman was before they. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, with the Clooney and all, I think that might have been the last guy before the new. I did see the Christian Bale, the one where has Heath Ledger. I saw that.
Swear to me,
I got that. That was the last one. That would have been the last one.
It's funny that you say Riddler. At one time, they had said that, you know, I know Jim Carrey played him, but they had wanted
perfect guy to play him.
Robin Williams at one point to play him. That would have been that would have been.
You can't
amazing.
Go really wrong with either one of those guys. I mean, I thought. You know.
Also with the Joker, that people have said that William Dafoe someday should play the Joker, and,
oh,
which
I
he
love,
just got his Hollywood Walk of Fame star.
I love
which
William
is cool.
Dafoe.
He's like holding on to, I assume it's his wife and a daughter, and he was holding their hands while he's like kneeling down, and he bends over and kisses when they pull it up, and he was so like full of joy.
Oh yeah, I like
that
him.
He had all. I mean, he has had an amazing career.
William Dafoe, he was good in the Spider-Man when he played the Green Goblin.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I thought because he's got that he's creepy looking.
Because
he with
he
his eyes and
creepy.
His jaw, like the way, yeah, and so that would
he would
be
an amazing Joker.
I see that. Yeah, I like him.
Maybe they could do like an aged Joker with him someday. You know, like
because
he's getting older.
Yeah, well, he's like
he
65,
can handle
five, seven, six. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he is. Yeah, it's older, but he's not like
he's not ancient.
He's not 99. No.
He's no Harrison Ford or anything.
I liked him in Boondock Saints. That was good.
I've seen part of it, but not all of it.
Yeah, he's the detective trying to track him down.
Okay. Yeah, there's an actually movie Amy and I watched a few months ago, probably been like maybe late summer. William Dafoe, he's literally the only. No, I'm not saying the only actor, but he's the only main character. Like other than like maybe two supporting people, like that just kind of, he's a thief, and so he breaks into and steals art. He's an art thief, and he breaks in this beautiful Manhattan. You know, apartment that's, you know, got all this beautiful art and an indoor pool. And I mean, just, you know, $1 million. Well, the code, he's talking to a guy, and this isn't giving it away. This is at the very beginning, but he's talking to a guy that's he's got a headset, and he knows he's only got like 2 minutes to get in and get out, you know. And whoever he's talking to, it starts, he's like, what's the code? He can't get the code. And so then everything, and it shuts down. And so he's locked in there for like days. And it's a survival, how he's locked in this apartment where he's got the cold and the heat and the night and the, I mean, and he's in it. And I'm like, how he's doing basically a one man. It's kind of like Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
You know,
Castaway.
He's the only character in the movie and he pulls it off. I'm like, that's pretty good when he doesn't have any other interaction with any other personalities or any people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'll have to look that up. It's a good movie. Yeah. I always like William Dafoe. He's, I remember as a kid, he was like in the 70s and 80s. He would be in like, TV shows, you know, like Falcons. No, I'm not saying it's like Dynasty, but those type, you know, and that's where I first saw him. Like, as a kid, I'm like, he's something cool about him.
He's very distinct.
Very distinct. He's got, So I'd like to see him play. If he plays the Joker, I'll watch the Joker.
Oh, I would love.
I like Joaquin Phoenix too. He's, I remember him in Signs, and he's been in a ton of movies, but I can't think of any other movies that, because like I said, the only horror movie was Five Nights at Freddy's, which is good. I recommend it for, you know, it's kind of a fun movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's dark and some humor. Good. Yeah. It's not, definitely not, like, it's all insinuated. You don't see any of the, you know what happened, you know, like the graph, but it's not, they don't show it. So
Claire has been watching more and more horror movies, and Harrison's been getting her to watch. And Harrison and was watching with Claire and her friend. I can't remember the name of the movie, and I didn't watch it with them, but they were in there. We were keeping the little ones in the other room watching movies with them. But we went in there and we heard them saying, "Oh my gosh," you know, and it was, but it ended up being this, like, they were in, I don't know, I have to figure out what the movie was. Harrison would remember, but, I went in there and I was like, are you guys okay in here? Like, you sure you should be watching this? But it was some guy that was basically trying to kill these girls. And one of them was like nailed to a wall. Ooh. And then somehow she ends up like, I don't know, not spoiler or whatever.
I think we're over at your house when they're watching that.
Is that what it was? Yeah, that's what it was then. I was thinking we were watching movies with the kids. Oh, gosh, I got too much of the holidays. They're all mixed together. That's right. What was? Do you remember what that was called?
I don't know. I never went in there to see.
But basically the girl like kills him at the last minute where he's going to like.
I did see that. We're leaving.
You saw that part?
Yeah, and that part.
Because they were like, watch it. But then.
Yeah, she like stabbed him.
Claire even like showed my father-in-law like the next couple days or whatever when he was there.
You wouldn't like it. It's gory. Is it gory? A lot of blood.
Well, it looked like it.
I don't mind the blood. It's how the blood.
Like being stabbed. But I was.
I just find
out.
It interesting. Because Harrison's been interested in watching those kind of things. But now Claire is starting to.
It's hard to explain. I don't mind violence. I don't like the Terrifier. I don't like I'm not going to watch some guy have a corkscrew and he just stabbed him in the eye. You know what I'm saying? I can't watch that, but if somebody gets stabbed or shot, I'm fine.
Claire,
you know what I mean? Because that's violent.
You're not a Saw fan.
I'm not going to watch Saw.
No, Saws were rough.
I'm not going to watch Terrifier. I'm not going to watch,
House of a Thousand Corpses and
I just don't want the gore. I don't want the, wow.
Those are rough.
Do they have to have the, microphone shoved down his throat and pulled out from I don't need to see, you know what I'm saying? Can you just
that's graphic right there?
Yeah, that's graphic. Wait a minute, maybe I should make two. Don't take my ideas, anybody.
I think I did tell you that Claire and her friend tried to watch The Exorcist because they were like, "We want to watch The Exorcist. Is it a good dad?" And I was like, "It's freaky." And they're like, "We want to watch it." They could not get into it though. They could not get in. I was like, "But you got to watch all in its entirety if you're going to watch it."
It's probably because of the age of it.
Yeah, that's what they were like. It's
boring. It holds up.
It's boring. Yeah.
I know it does.
I know.
Yeah, for us it does.
Oh, I agree with you.
But
I know.
Maybe I don't know. But I saw somebody.
I bet if you bring up one of the new Exorcists,
that's why I told
them watch that.
See, I saw the previews of that, and I'm like, already I give it a 3. It just looks, I can't.
Just didn't hold your attention, yeah.
No, didn't look, no. But there is a movie. What's the Exorcism of Emily Rose? I heard that's really good, too. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of the movies as far as it has to do with exorcisms. But, yeah, that The Exorcist, I'm 52 years old. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
I wanted to do.
As far as the original, I'm good.
I wanted to ask you guys, I mean, you're probably going to know this, Todd, because you always surprise me with some of these things that you know. This is from,
I literally know everything that doesn't matter.
Right. So you're going to know this one. This is from Wiktionary, but this is, I thought we would do a little fun with words. Do you guys know what a Grolix is? It's not a monster. A Grolix.
A Grolix.
It does sound Grolix.
Oh, Grolix.
It's not a Grolix. But
oh, okay.
Grolix is the name. Yeah.
Can you please use it in a sentence?
I can, but I'll give it away.
I thought you
G-R-A-W-L-I-X.
Okay. We were country having of this, origin. Oh,
we
I,
were
so
having
I thought
this
I was on
discussion.
The ESPN spell.
And we're like, what is that stuff called?
No, I don't know. Grolix.
And I looked it up and I was like, oh, it's called Grolix. And I do Grolix. Believe I
What would you think, Nate?
Hmm? What would you any think? Guesses? I'll give you any. I couldn't.
No idea.
What's it have to I do with? Saw like, any it. Hint? I'll give you a hint.
Like, is it?
Think old time cartoons.
Okay.
And getting your point across. I'll say that.
Like the kind that we grew up with? Like the. Mm-hmm. the
yeah, definitely. Warner I don't Brothers, think they do it nowadays.
Grolix.
When wow. I when you see it, you're going to be like. Because I couldn't think
it,
what.
Is it like the words spelled out as they get hit?
Mm-hmm.
Like or the old Batman?
Cuss words.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So,
oh, yeah, so yeah. it's like, you know, at and pound.
Yeah,
and
I wanted to get, oh, darn, I had a good.
I got okay. you. Grolix, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, I'm thinking more of like a, an actual something, you know.
Like this. And it doesn't, so
yeah,
I,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a whole like, yeah. The there's funny. No like certain, like order that it goes in either. It's yeah. just like asterisk.
Symbols.
And
yeah,
like yeah. exclamation mark.
Pound
and
sign.
Pound sign, hashtag,
that's
whatever.
Funny. I've never, yeah.
But it's a Grolix. Yeah, string of typographical symbols standing in for profanity.
Okay.
It. So, yeah. I'm not sure how long ago, or, you know, I didn't look too much into the history of it.
Now,
how'd
you come up with that?
But we were talking about it at work, and I was like, what is that called when you have, like, a string of, you know, profanity, but you don't, like,
right.
actually say it or whatever, you just, you
Did somebody know
it,
or you guys looked it up?
I looked it up.
Oh, okay.
I think I've seen it before, but I can't really even.
I did not know that.
It said, oh, the first known Grolix appeared in November 1st, 1901 issue of the comic
Good
Lady
grief.
Bountiful with the title Lady Bountiful is Shocked. So it said, and continued to expand its usage throughout 1902 and 1903. Isn't that wild?
Yeah,
it's
been a silent movie.
So
yeah,
then it said,
until the 20s, late
1964, yeah. American cartoonist Mort Walker popularized the term Grolix in his article, Let's Get Down to Grolixes, which expanded to his book, The Lexicon of Comicana. So Comicana. Then they use it, yeah. So, yeah, that obviously got into well, comic books and all that kind of stuff. So
you learned something, Nate.
Oh, it says Grolix may have originated from the word growl, which is a sound a person makes when they are angry. So those expletives and the profanity is just Grolix is to growl. Yeah.
So when I hit my shin on the end of the bed the other night.
Wrecking, fracking, son of a monkey. Yeah, that's exactly right.
I had, yeah. Although I said my
What the
lies.
Grolix? That's funny.
I said, pal sign, exclamation point.
All kind of lexicon, right?
Yeah. I would say my pinky toe and I had a separation.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, right.
Yo! Man, that is the worst. That and the shin right on, like, and I have a bony, oh, my gosh, I have no meat on there.
The worst is a hitch on the back of a truck.
Oh, yes, I've done that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Truck wins every time.
There's been three times that I can remember because I think I have, and, I mean, my head just got nailed at work. I nailed my head. I was in our old, now it's kids' wings. When I say kids, like grade school age. But it used to be the old, this one was the old high school. So on one side of the hallway was the old high school. You know, they do Sunday night and, you know, Sunday stuff. And they had those big TV, and they had them hung up on the ceiling. I mean, these things weighed probably 500 pounds. And then on the other side was the middle school, right? And they had TVs too. Well, I'm in there, and I'm resetting it. So I'm doing the chairs, and I'm sweeping, getting on. And I drop something, and I reach down to pick it up. Well, I forgot where I was. Man, I raised up. Boom, I nailed the bottom of that TV, and I got knocked down. I literally went down, and I was like...
Get knocked down.
But I got up again.
But I got up again.
Right. Yeah, you're never going to
I didn't know
you
where
down,
I was, right? But I got up again. I mean, hit that thing so hard. I was like... The other two times when I nailed the under the stairway in our main foyer, vacuuming, backed in, and nailed the... And it's just like, oh, my gosh. It just... And the other, and then the worst one was in the, one of our maintenance closets where we have a heating and air unit, you know, metal and had a like a lip on it, and it was real sharp. So it was, you know, it kind of went past, you know, and didn't pay attention and went right into it. It was like a blade just went in my head. I hit it so hard, I cried. I had I was like, this Yeah, those are the three times I've hit my...
I did that one time. I had a cabinet open above my desk at Johnson, and I came up so hard that I felt like I saw Jesus, yeah. And it hurt. Stars and the whole thing.
I'm not ready yet, son.
It feels like it goes... Yeah, it went into my head.
Oh,
it
my gosh.
This too shall pass.
Exactly right. I can still feel the indent.
How many fingers do I have?
Exactly right.
That, but oh, man, yeah.
You still have purpose, my son. Gosh. No, you don't. Here, come with me.
Well, and sometimes getting in my car or out, I nail the... You know, nail my head on that.
You're tall.
Son of a gun.
You're tall.
And
too,
on my glasses, so. They get all. I'm like looking around. Damn, I see that.
I just did it.
Living the life of a cartoon character.
Oh, gosh.
I just did it, hit my head at work, probably back in October. And I was up on the roof. We had to get stuff picked up so that they can demo the old roof from underneath the new roof that we just put in. And my hard hat, I bought. The accessory bill because I got tired of the sun shining in my eyes, and so it sticks out like a ball cap, and I had my head down and the T-iron bracing is at the right height. I didn't see it.
You didn't have that. That's where it all started.
Oh, I hit it so hard. The hard hat went flying. It shot my glasses off my face.
I'm laughing because I...
Oh, it hurt. It hurt so bad. I'm just like...
I know. It's life was really good.
I'm like rubbing my face, seeing if I split myself open somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I was checking my
head.
Yeah.
So hard.
Oh, I know.
That
I know.
I got to be bleeding somewhere.
Brain matter, you're thinking, was it?
Oh,
coming out your ears.
It was not enjoyable.
That's... I know. It's awful. Like, you know, like we'll at home, you can't help it. Like our kids, like Amy hurts herself or I do, or we fall or something, you know, everybody laughs and then
you're
like, are you okay? And then they start laughing. It's
like, no, and you just laugh harder.
Yeah. I'll go, life's just not funny.
It's not funny.
But, and like, I start laughing.
See it from my point of view.
You're like, yeah. Oh, then the Grolix comes out, right?
And then oh, there's a lot of Grolix.
Frickin' frickin' frickin'.
Oh, that's good stuff. Are you over there playing?
He's playing the drum.
I didn't move the hi-hat, and I keep hitting it.
We're going to end this with like a drum solo, right?
Yeah.
I have, so this is a story that I saw on...
we will wrap it up, by the way.
Absolutely. This is a perfect way to wrap it up. There was a TikTok about this story, and I was like, oh, man, that's awesome. And so I looked it up on Reddit. It's a Reddit story. You guys might have heard it. And I think I shared it with you, didn't I? Okay, well, we'll see. Keep it to yourself, right? No spoiler alerts. But it's called Awoken by a Lamp. Have you ever heard it before?
No. Not by the title.
It's a repost of a parallel life. And this says, like I says from Reddit, one of my favorite glitches is one posted by you, Timto Tassoon, something like that, who apparently lives an entire life in the moments after head injury, which we're talking about. That's why I thought this was a good segue. He eventually awakens from his dream while he notices that something is strange about a lamp. People all are always asking for it, but because it's in a comment rather than a proper post, it's hard to search for. So he tried to like kind of sum it up in this. So throwaway account cause is this is really personal. Okay, so whatever. Reddit is so weird sometimes the way they go about doing this. My last semester at a certain college, I was assaulted by a football player for walking where he was trying to drive. Note, he was 325 pounds. I was 120. While unconscious on the ground, I lived a different life. I met a wonderful young lady. She made my heart skip and my face red. I pursued her for months and dispatched a few jerk boyfriends before I finally won her over. After 2 years, we got married, and almost immediately she bore me a daughter. I had a great job, and my wife didn't have to work outside of the house. When my daughter was two, she, my wife, bore me a son. My son was the joy of my life. I would walk into the room every morning before I left for work and doted on him and my daughter. One day while sitting on the couch, I noticed the perspective of the lamp was odd, like inverted. It was still in 3D, but just wrong. It was a square lamp base, red with gold trim on four legs and a white square shade. I was transfixed. I couldn't look away from it. I stayed up all night staring at it. The next morning, I didn't go to work. Something was just not right about the lamp. I stopped eating. I left the couch only to use the bathroom at first. Soon, I stopped that too, as I wasn't eating or drinking. I stared at that effing lamp for 3 days before my wife got really worried. She had someone come and try to talk to me. By this time, my cognizance was breaking up and my wife was freaking out. She took the kids to her mother's house just before I had my epiphany. The lamp is not real. The house is not real. My wife, my kids, none of it is real. The last 10 years of my life are not real.
The lamp started to grow wider and deeper. It was still inverted dimensionally. It took up my entire perspective, and all I could see was red. I heard voices, screams, all kinds of weird noises, and I became aware of pain. A crap ton, we'll say a shit ton, of pain. The first words I said were, "I'm missing teeth," and opened my eyes. I was laying on my back on the sidewalk, surrounded by people that I didn't know. Lots were freaking out. I was completely confused. At some point, a cop scooped me up, dragged me, walked me across the sidewalk and grass, and threw me face down in the back of a cop car. I was still confused. I was taken to the hospital by the cop. Seems he didn't want to wait for the ambulance to arrive and give... And he was given given the CT scans and stuff. I went through about 3 years of horrid depression. I was grieving the loss of my wife and children and dealing with the knowledge that they never existed. I was scared I was going insane as I would cry myself to sleep, hoping I would see her in my dreams. I never have, but sometimes I see my son, usually just a glimpse out of the peripheral vision. He's perpetually 5 years old and I can never hear what he is saying. Isn't that weird? But then there was...
That is weird.
People were putting, in comments, and they've heard other people talk about having head injuries and going into other dimensions and having these part lifetimes or full lifetimes and waking up and, what just happened,
I think you've read that before.
Yeah. Well, I think I read it to you when we were together. Yeah. Going to say, I think I did tell you that.
I did that when I hit that TV.
Right. Yeah.
Me and Dr. Dad.
Was it a good life?
It was good. It was great. And I woke up and I was like, oh my gosh, my head's
It's
going.
Been a wonderful life, right?
Yeah. It's like a TV hit me. Oh, that thing was huge. We had three of them or two of them in each room. Oh my God. It took two men carrying it. And as all we could do was just put it on a cart. Oh my gosh. So heavy. Yeah, it is good though. That's creepy. And
weird. It's very creepy.
It was on Reddit, you said?
It's a Reddit story, yep.
Gotcha.
The way they presented it on TikTok was excellent, though. It was a very short version, but I was like, oh, man, I got to read that story.
Yeah, I've never heard that phenomenon. Very cool. Well, you know what? Let's just end it on that. I like it.
Sounds good.
Nate, help us out, brother.
Well, unfortunately, this episode's over. Grawlix. That's a wrap.
Growl. I'm going to remember that.
Right?
I'm just going to say Grawlix.
Stupid human knowledge,
Grawlix,
right?
Grawlix, you... Stupid.
Useless Grawlix, knowledge, whatever you call it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, again, I
Grawlix, you. I've heard of bollocks, right? Oh, bollocks. That's in English. I think that's English profanity, but yeah, we'll leave it at that.
My daughter asked me the other day,
bollocks.
Dad, what does bloody mean when like the
bloody
the
British hell?
And I'm like, oh,
just like something. A
it was just funny.
Maybe emphasis on something, right?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. That's why I told her. So.
Like, holy hell.
Yeah. You know what? Thanks, Nate, for that. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to episode 148 and our Creeped Out Freestyle number 6. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.